Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Test Talks. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com. And this is a podcast for anyone who wants to discover how to succeed with testing and automation, as well as what works for testing any software development project. In today's episode, I just want to go over a few things that I learned from 2014, as well as the top testing trends I see going forward in 2015. But before we get into it, let's hear it for our awesome sponsor, Sauce Labs. Today's episode is sponsored by Sauce Labs. Sauce Labs makes test automation awesome. Sauce's cloud-based Selenium Grid helps developers test web and mobile apps across more than 400 browser and OS platforms. Sauce also supports Appium and popular JavaScript unit testing frameworks and integrates with all the top programming languages, test frameworks, and CI systems. With built-in video recording, debugging tools, and secure tunneling for firewall testing, Sauce helps you ship better software faster. Sign up at saucelabs.com with promo code TESTTALKS14 and get 20 hours of automated testing for free. So I just want to start off by apologizing for not having an episode last week. I have a goal of being more consistent with the Test Talks episodes being released every Sunday. But unfortunately, my mom passed away on December 17th, and I just did not have the energy to create a new episode. Anyway, this might be too much information for some of you, so I actually wrote about it in probably one of my most personal blog posts ever on my site, joecolantonio.com. It's a post called What My Mom Taught Me About Software Testing in Life, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes for anyone that might be interested in checking that out. But the show today is not about that. Today is the last episode of 2014, so I really wanted just to go over some things I've learned this year, as well as what I see as possible testing and automation trends for 2015. So I started this podcast in February of this year, so I can't believe it's been almost a full year since I started Test Talks. You know, it's been awesome, so thank all of you for your support. Now, as you heard in the past few months, Test Talks actually has a sponsor, Sauce Labs, which I'm really excited about. You know, I think their service really lines up perfectly with my personal brand and what this show is all about. So everyone I've spoken with at Sauce Labs has been awesome, and I look forward to working with them in 2015. This show would be really difficult to continue without their support. So if you get any value out of Test Talks, please make sure to check out Sauce Labs. I think they have services for basically anyone that listens to this show that really will help you out, especially going into 2015. And while I'm thanking people, I just want to give a big shout out to everyone that's rated and reviewed Test Talks within iTunes. You know, it really helps with the ratings, and I read every single review. So I noticed recently I have two new reviews, so I just want to give a special shout out to Vader Pie. So thanks, Vader, for your 5-star review. And I also got another review from Faust One, but he only gave us 4 stars. But he wrote a really great comment, and I just want to read this comment. The comment said, "Some good episodes, but quite a number of them feel like advertisements for testing tools. Would prefer more broad topics over advertisement of specific tools." So this goes into, the show's not even a full year old yet, so I'm still kind of working out the format and how the episode should go. To date, it's basically been an interview type format, and I think it's been working out pretty well. I mixed in a few personal episodes of just solo episodes of just me, talking about different technologies and different things. But it seems to be, regardless if it's me interviewing someone or a solo episode, the numbers seem to be pretty similar. So, you know, I'm still trying to struggle to see what the perfect mix is for Test Talks, if it should all straight up be all interviews, or if people actually do get value from these solo episodes, which I hope they do. And the numbers seem to be showing me that, you know, regardless, once again, if it's an interview or if it's a solo episode, they seem to be kind of the same type of numbers. So that's some validation on the format, but I hope to have at least one personal episode a month going forward. I just wanted to address this comment about advertisement. And really, the only advertiser I have, and it's really they're not an advertiser, they're a sponsor, and that's Sauce Labs. So I won't apologize for that because I think they're awesome and I will push all their products and services because I really believe in them and I think they're awesome. This other thing about advertising, you may be talking about some other episodes I have with tool vendors, and I can kind of see that maybe that some of them may come off as advertisements, and that's probably, I'm still getting used to interviewing people, so that's probably a reflection on me, and I apologize for that. I'm going to try to, in 2015, one of my goals is to be a better interviewer, so hopefully if I meet that goal, you know, you'll get value out of every episode, and you won't feel like that there's a particular episode that may be one that you feel is more of an advertisement, because that is not my intention. My intention is just to get some tools out there that people may not be familiar with, or if they are familiar with, just to have people on the show that actually work for that company that can tell us some updates about the products. I think add some value. And once again, like I said, the numbers show that, you know, when I do have test tool vendors on the show, that people listen in and they seem to be interested in what they have to show, what they have to say. So thank you, though, for that great feedback. And like I said, I'm going to put it on my list of goals to try to be a better interviewer so that you don't feel like some of these episodes are advertisements, because that's not what I want you to get out of it. I just want you to get automation awesomeness out of every single episode. And so going forward, that will be my goal. So if you have a suggestion or even constructive feedback, or even if you you really hate something, please let me know. Either leave a review on iTunes or just drop me a line at joe@testtalks.com. Any feedback I get can only make Test Talks even better in 2015, thanks to you. So I also want to share with you one of my more popular blog posts last year. I think it's really fitting because it's Test Automation Trends for 2014, How to Keep Your Skills Up to Date, which was one of my more popular posts. I got a lot of emails on this. Once again, I'll have a link to this article in the show notes. I won't go over it step by step, but I just want to review it and see how close I was and how it relates to trends for 2015, now that the new year is upon us. So, you know, in this article, I go over the three tools I usually use to keep myself up to date with what the latest trends and skills are within the industry. Basically, because I'm paranoid, for one, because if I ever get laid off, I just want to make sure that I have the skills needed in order to get a new gig. And just to make sure that, you know, within my organization now, that I'm pointing out maybe certain trends that I see that we could jump into beforehand that will really help accelerate the group I'm in now to really do really good testing practices that may be in vogue or really have been proven to be winners that other people have been seeing results from. So that's the main reason why every year, at least twice a year, I go over this particular system that I outlined in the article of going out to these different sites and checking out keyword trends and also Google trends and just seeing where, you know, people are searching for information, what they're searching for within the test industry and what people are hiring for. So basically the three tools I use is Simply Hired Keyword Trends. So I use this to see how often certain test automation words appear within Simply's Hired job posting. So this is a job posting board. And so knowing which words are trending upward really helps me decide on which skills I may want to focus on and learn in the new year. Also, I go to Indeed.com. It's another job posting board. And basically, I do the same thing. I check for current test automation job listings and in and around my area, so around the Boston area. I also try to determine what companies are currently listing requirements to see what their prereqs are and what their requirements are. So sometimes I target companies that, you know, if they ever get laid off, I might be interested in checking out these companies further because I've seen their previous postings and it really aligns with what I think is cool and something I think I would be interested in. So last year, you know, I really went over how, you know, a few years ago, how I was analyzing the trends and I noticed that, you know, really Selenium really was at a tipping point. It seemed to really be taking over the vendor-based tools. I think that's pretty much held true in 2014. I've seen more and more people move to Selenium. But in 2015, I really think we're going to start seeing a twist on this. And here's what the twist is. I think we're going to see more and more vendors start to embrace open source tools like Selenium. So a great example of this is SmartBear's Test Complete. I had them on the show a few weeks ago, and they rolled out Test Complete 10.5. And so Test Complete 10.5, the latest functionality, allows you to integrate with Selenium. So that's kind of crazy. It's a vendor tool, and they're actually embracing Selenium, allowing people to call Selenium-based tests from within their Test Complete tool. And so if I break out my 2015 crystal ball, I definitely could see other test tool vendors following suit on this. I could see HP coming out with something that will allow their tool to integrate with Selenium also. I have no insider knowledge to HP's products, but I just can't see why HP's UFT, why they couldn't build in some functionality that makes it easier to interact with Selenium. I actually know of a way to hack UFT to work with Selenium. It's actually in my book, The UFT Manifesto, where within the API test script, you can actually include Selenium to your API test and call it straight up from the API test script, but it's not that intuitive. I can see them building in better functionality, better support for Selenium. And the main reason why I think this is going to really happen, and why it has to happen, is that, and again, in 2014, I interviewed Jim Evans, who is basically the main guy behind the IE driver implementation of Selenium. And he was talking about the W3C standard, which is basically a standard that all the different companies follow when they're doing development. And one of these standards that they're working on is a web driver implementation of a W3C standard. And once this becomes approved, basically every single browser vendor is going to implement their own web driver implementation. You'll have a Firefox Marionette web driver. You'll have an IE web driver that is basically created by the browser themselves. So the browser vendors will be supporting out of the box with their browsers Selenium WebDriver. So once that occurs, then all the tool vendors have to support it because it's no longer, you know, just this open source tool. It's actually going to be a W3 standard that I think if you're a tool vendor, you would have to support, you know, you want to support all the W3 standards that you can. And the big benefit of this is if you work for a big organization, you know, I work for a large organization, a large enterprise, they have a lot of different applications, and Selenium does not handle, I'll be honest, it doesn't handle most of my automation testing needs because it just handles UI browser-based automation. And a lot more of my automation is done against API level testing and also older applications that are not browser-based, that still continue, that still sell, that the company still supports. So I still need to automate those tests. So when you're doing new development, you still need a way to automate these tools. And so if I had a tool like QuickTest Professional and I could still leverage my Selenium scripts, or if I had Test Complete, I could still leverage my Selenium scripts. It's just a win-win for everybody. I think it's ideal because if you're a test automation engineer, you want to stay within the tool that you're familiar with. So if you're working out of UFT or QTP, you know, if you have Selenium tests that you also need to call, interact with, it would be awesome if within the same tool itself, you can do all your work. And I really see in 2015, this becoming what I see more and more test tool vendors moving towards. So that's the first trend I'm calling for 2015. Like I said, in 2014, I acknowledged that Selenium probably is the testing tool that is on the rise that everyone should know. And in 2015, I think this is going to continue, but with that twist of test tool vendors actually embracing Selenium and actually incorporating into their existing IDEs and integrating them better. That's the first prediction I'm making for 2015. Another trend that I pointed out in this article for 2014 is the rise of headless testing. And I already touched on this briefly about API testing. I think more and more companies are doing more and more headless type testing, meaning they're bypassing their UIs and doing more low-level type API testing using either a web service or probably the more common is a REST-based service. And I see this only growing more in 2015. Pretty much everyone I spoke to this year on Test Talks and asked them, what the top automation best practice is, they all pointed to the test pyramid. And pretty much every single person talked about the need for people to not focus so much on the UI, but really push it down a level to under the covers, where you're bypassing the UI and directly hitting the different services that make up your UI. Not that the UI testing is going to go away, but that it's something that, you know, we need to have a better mix of. We should have more unit tests, more integration tests, and less UI tests. And there's a whole bunch of different reasons why this is. I actually have some videos where I go over in detail why I think API testing is so important. I'll have a link to that also within the show notes at www.testtalks.com/33. But really, one of the main reasons why this trend is only going to increase with API testing is due to the Internet of Things. For example, if you were to go to Simply Hired, Job Trends, and typed in Internet of Things, you would see that since 2013, that the number of job listings for the Internet of Things has increased by 68%. And so once I get this information that I know that a certain term is trending upwards, I'll go to a job board like Indeed.com and I'll do a search for that particular term. So when I do a search for the Internet of Things around Boston, Mass., I start seeing different companies that have open positions currently for someone that has experience with Internet of Things. So for example, when I do a search near Boston for the Internet of Things, some companies that come up are Fitbit. Now Fitbit, that would be a cool company to work for if I ever got laid off. So even though the job position itself is not for testing, it's an iOS software engineer, I'll just click on that. And I'll just take a look at what they're looking for in terms of requirements and nice to have skills. Because that way I know at least what type of technologies they're dealing with. So if I know how to test those technologies, if in the future they're ever hiring, they're most likely going to be hiring someone that knows how to test these different types of technologies. So for example, with Fitbit, they're looking for someone that has skills in Objective-C, that they know REST-like network APIs. So these are the types of things, if I was doing an assessment of my current skills and what I need to grow in the future, these are the types of things I would list out to see. I list out these different required skills and I start drilling down on all these other companies. And then I see if there's a trend to see if there's one skill or two skills that I see in every single one of these job requirements that's needed that I may not have. So what I've been seeing a lot of within the Boston area for the Internet of Things and for API type testing for the Internet of Things is a lot of C experience, someone that has experience with C. Now, I know some C, but I'm really rusty. So one thing I might focus on is becoming, you know, dusting off some of my C books and just becoming more familiar with C. A lot of these, all of them have mobile testing. So if someone was not familiar with mobile testing and they're not doing a lot of mobile testing in their current position, you know, I would find a way to try to have a project that you might volunteer for that may be doing more mobile testing. So that helps out your current company. And it also helps you out with your skills. So if you ever did get laid off, if you ever didn't need to make a job change, that, you know, the skills that you've been investing in over the year are needed in other companies around your area. So once again, the second trend I see in 2015 is more and more of these types of Internet of Things job openings dealing with API type testing. And the last trend I think there's really going to be a push for in 2015 is security testing. I think in 2014, there have been a lot of companies that have been hacked into, and actually they've been embarrassed by the types of information that hackers were able to get into. Probably the more famous one was in September when Apple, their iCloud service was hacked into, and basically a bunch of hackers were able to find a bunch of intimate celebrity photos that was stored within the cloud, and they released it to the internet. So those types of things. And most recently, someone hacking into Sony emails and releasing some really explosive emails. So I see security being, you know, another trend that there's going to be a demand for in 2015 that more and more companies are going to be focusing on, just because it's, you know, you don't want to be in the news as being hacked or having poor security. And I think companies take notice when other companies are embarrassed this way, and that more and more companies jump on the bandwagon. So I really think there's going to be a big push for more security in 2015. So if you're currently a test automation engineer or a tester in general, I probably see more and more opportunities in security testing. So that's another area I would focus on. So a great example of this was in 2014, I interviewed Troy Hunt on his awesome Pluralsight course, How to Hack Your APIs. And he actually shows within that course how easy it is to actually hack into different types of applications using free tools like Fiddler to view traffic and be able to see sensitive information if an application was not developed with security in mind. Okay, so those are my top three trends for 2015. Number one, test tool vendors embracing open source tools like Selenium. So we're going to have better integration, hopefully, with open source tools and with our vendor-based automation tools. Number two, the Internet of Things and API-level testing. And number three, security testing. So this brings me to the top three tools you need for success in 2015. So here are the top three tools that I use every year that I think really helps me to learn the types of skills that I need for any project that I may be working on, or to just make me more effective within my current position. So the first one is Safari Books. I am a bibliomaniac, so I buy books all the time. But technical books are really expensive and they take up a lot of space. So the best service I found for technical books is to get a subscription, a year-long subscription to Safari Books, and I get unlimited viewing of any book within their library. And they have a ton of books. A lot of the O'Reilly books are there. So anytime I'm working on a project or if there's a technology I'm not familiar with and I want to have a quick example of how to get started with that technology, I'll just look for an existing book within Safari Books and automatically have access to their huge library of technical information. They also have videos. So that's one thing that really helps me to keep pace of the changing technology and to stay ahead of the curve is Safari Books, and also saves me money because I spend a lot of money on books. And the second tool then that I've been using all this year that I just discovered probably in January and I ran out and bought a subscription is Pluralsight. Pluralsight is video training and they have some excellent courses. I don't think I've taken one bad course on Pluralsight. All their instructors are top-notch. And what I find amazing is every time I email an instructor after I take their course, they respond back to me immediately. And their material is just excellent. So that's the second service I would highly recommend that you have is Pluralsight. And the third one, of course, is Sauce Labs. If you do any type of testing, you don't want to be stuck in 2015 having to maintain a bunch of VMs and have them all up to date. You don't want to get bogged down in doing maintenance and all these types of configuration issues. Outsource that to Sauce Labs, and it'll make your automation efforts that much better. And also, if you want to take your continuous integration to the next level and you want to really start testing a bunch of different configurations, you want to run a lot of your Selenium tests in parallel, definitely check out Sauce Labs because they will help you get started really making your CI efforts more efficient, quicker, and a lot less maintenance on your part. So check them out. So the three tools then are Safari Books, Pluralsight, and Sauce Labs. And once again, I'll have a link to these and everything else of value that we talked about in the show notes at www.testtalks.com/33. Also, here are the top three books I'm looking forward to reading in 2015. So the first book I'm really excited about reading in 2015 is by John Sonmez, who I interviewed in episode 3 of Test Talks. Soft Skills, The Software Developer's Life Manual. This book is awesome. So I first learned about John Sonmez when I stumbled upon his excellent Pluralsight course on Selenium Test Automation. Since then, I've been hooked on basically all his digital content, like his other Pluralsight courses. He does podcasts, blog posts, and YouTube videos. It's really crazy the amount and quality of content that John consistently creates. so much so that I've always wished that I knew what his secret sauce was to being productive and to create killer content. And actually, that's what this book is all about. So I was thrilled when I first heard about this book, Soft Skills. So this book is put out by Manning Press, and they have an early release program that I signed up for immediately. And since the first chapter, I've been hooked. I haven't read the whole book yet. I just got the actual physical book in the mail a few days ago, and I'm thinking of sneaking it into my luggage when I go on my 15-year anniversary to get some reading in. So hopefully John has a chapter on romance. But basically, this book does cover everything you need to know to get started and be successful as a software developer, from career management and productivity, as well as topics you normally don't find in other engineering books like finances and fitness. So I think of John Samaz as like the hardest working developer in the software business. And with this book, I think you can really discover what it takes to succeed in software development in 2015. So that's my first recommendation, Soft Skills, the Software Developer's Life Manual. My second book recommendation for 2015 is The Selenium Guidebook by Dave Hefner. Now, Dave was on the show in episode 2 to talk about The Selenium Guidebook, but at that time it was written in Ruby. I received an email a few weeks ago saying that he's working on a Java version that'll be coming out in a few months. So the current book goes over what programming language to use when developing Selenium tests, how to make a great automation framework, ways to make your script less brittle, and running tests in CI, and a lot more. And so I believe he's just going to do now a Java version so you can follow along if you use Java, and all the examples then will be in Java. So I look forward to reading that in 2015. And the last book I'm looking forward to reading in 2015 is Behavior-Driven Development, Using Examples and Conversation to Illustrate Behavior by Liz Keough. So Liz works as a software coach. She's probably best known for her work with behavior-driven development, specifically with JBehave. So most people that do BDD in Java probably are familiar with JBehave. So if you really want to learn how to do behavior-driven development, she is a thought leader in this space. She's been talking about it for years. So I'm really interested in reading this book to see what she has to say and to check out some of these cool examples that she has documented. It's not 100% completed yet, but you can grab some of the first few chapters. And as chapters are released, you'll probably get an email where you can then download the additional chapters as Liz completes them. So to get a link to all these books and everything else that we've talked about in this episode, head on over to testtalks.com/33. And while you're there, make sure to click on the more info link under exclusive sponsors for Sauce Labs to get that special promo code that is an exclusive for Test Talks listeners. That's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with test automation awesomeness. Thank you again for an awesome 2014. I really appreciate all your support and feedback, and look forward to more test talking with you in 2015. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.